Success on Demand is like this dope sisterhood of strong, ambitious women who love business but crave success. We come together and talk self-improvement, goals, and even life stories. And more than anything, we're a part of a community for us and by us. Let's have Boss Talk. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Success on Demand. I know I've been telling you guys that I have some really awesome guests that'll be coming on the show this year in 2019. And I promise I was telling the truth, even just with the guests that we have today. She's very unique, very creativity driven, super, super talented. And I'm excited not only for you guys to hear her story, but to also hear how she's moved along her journey and how she's gained the success that she has right now. So I'm going to let her introduce herself, but I do want to let you guys know we have Gaetja on the show today. And I'll give her a few moments to, you know, talk about who she is and what she does, and then we'll jump right into the interview.
Ooh, where do I start? Okay, so what I do first and foremost is music, is literature. That's just what I do. With that, right now, I decided to make everything that I'm working on, everything that I love to do, make it into an industry and make it into a corporation, and especially in order to help others who are interested in the same things that I'm interested in, because I already know how difficult it is.
Yes, I like that. And when you say, like, before, because I heard you do some spoken word like years ago. I want to say it was like 2 years ago at the event that Mendez and Gozi usually puts on. And I heard you speak there for the first time ever. What's the difference between what you were doing then with your brand and how you changed it around now as far as like making it more corporate savvy, we'll say?
Oh, well, understanding that branding is very important. And I've been raised in a household where business talk was the normal. My dad was always creating something business savvy. And so all of his children just kind of, you know, took in that habit. And my brother made it a big deal for me to make everything pretty much legal. He used to say, if you own the domain, if you own the Facebook page, if you own the Twitter and any other handle you can think of, then the business is yours. I made it a point to put my name everywhere so that when you can find, when you look up Gaia LaBelle, which is my stage name, you will find me. You'll find me something in a platform somewhere. So I did the same thing with Heroine Spoken Words. I put it everywhere because I understood the importance of the message that I had and messages that came from several other women, plenty of women, including Mendez and Gozi, the women of Mendez and Gozi, and everybody else that I met just in that circle and beyond that. They had messages. And so I made sure that if I was going to involve myself and bring those words to life, I wanted to appeal to all of the social media that caters to that. So
yes, I love how you articulated that, and it just led me in the direction of the next question, which is basically for people that are more in the art sphere of trying to create a business and trying to create a brand for their creativity and what they do. What are some things that you feel like were hard for you to brand as far as what you do, as far as your spoken word and different things like that? And I guess I'll change the question, the wording just a little bit. Mm-hmm. I find that people who are artists or they're poets or they're people who like to just share their art and they want to create a brand out of it, they're not really sure how to put that together and how to package it, for a lack of better words. What are some things that you feel like you came up against when trying to package your brand, and how did you overcome that to make it just like, you know, any other business that's brandable and profitable?
Well, the first thing that you have to recognize is not everybody's going to like you. You know, not everybody's going to like you, and you can't let that stop you because that's not your focus. A lot of my artist friends, you know, we have this conversation of, you know, support your local artist, and, you know, but I thought about that and I realized that supporting your local artist is not a requirement. The reason people are successful is because they're willing to reach out and they're willing to be vulnerable. And this generation that we are in, where everything's so transparent, we can see you for who you are and we see your mistakes, and we love that. So I spoke to a woman, of course, it's always a woman. but I spoke to a woman who explored that idea of the journey brand, to brand your journey. People want to see you start off with, you know, the cheap YouTube videos and grow into a big corporation. They want to see you start off the way you are and not so perfect, and then to see you grow and to say, hey, you know, that show got better, or hey, I like this girl's podcast a lot more, you know, she's inviting awesome people now, or you know, so we like to see that journey. So be honest about your journey. You know, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to make everyone like you. Your job is to do you. Your job is to be you. And we're going to like that. So.
Yes. And I love the idea of using your journey as your platform, because I totally agree with that. I think sometimes when we're, first starting our business or trying to get our brand off the ground, we're often thinking we have to start with the state of the art resources, and everything has to be perfect. I need to hire an editor. I need a DSLR camera. My phone's not good enough anymore. Like, we often think that we have to start off at this high place, but I've noticed that the people, even just, you know, who started their journey when I started my journey, who just went for it, you know, they had those, you know, not so good quality videos, and over time as they grew, their audience grew with them. Like, I think that the audiences that we get, like those niche audiences that we tend to grow, they're just excited to be along for the ride.
Exactly. And we have to really reach out to those people, or just recognize those people and acknowledge them that they're here. And not only does, you know, your audience grow with you, but other businesses around you grow with you. Like, I'm going to be honest, I knew I had to become cool with you because you have a mean walk. Let's just put it that. Like,
stop it.
I'm so serious. Like, just seeing you walk, I was like, all right, she's going somewhere. You know? Like,
oh my gosh.
I love it. And look at this now. You know, I saw you grow. I watched and saw you grow and just enjoy. And I felt like I was becoming better every time you became better. And now we got to align to that. And now we're doing this interview together. So that's the thing that I really, really, really enjoy. When I see other people growing, I get to have a sense of accomplishment because I know that person. This was my roommate's homegirl's cousin. And, you know, like, now she's doing big things. And I feel like I'm doing big things too. So that support is there's a two-way street with that support. So
yes, first and foremost, thank you. I think it's so funny when you hear someone's perception of you, and then that person had a perception of you too, because it's like, I was the show that I heard you speak at, I was coordinating that show, and I remember I stopped what I was doing when you were on stage, and I was like, oh my gosh, this whole time I had no idea that she was like doing spoken word or anything. And I remember stopping in my tracks and listening to you for a good like minute or two. And then I was like, okay, mental note. I need to talk to her at some point. And then I end up moving and all kinds of other stuff. And then somehow we connected on social again.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? This is so crazy. So it's just funny, the different perceptions and experiences that we have about each other and how they just come together at some point.
I love that. I'm really happy to hear that. You know, and all of that we were doing was in the same spirit of business. Like, we were
happy.
You know what I mean? And because we were so focused, we ended up making a connection that we probably didn't even fathom at the time. So
that's
awesome.
I love that.
Oh, and congratulations on your transformation. Speaking congratulations on your transformation.
Thank you.
I love the new look. It's great.
Thank you so much. I needed it. And I think that, and that's another thing we can talk about on this interview as well after this next question. But I love the idea of taking yourself out of something that has been a part of you for so long and then just putting yourself in another like dynamic, like another dimension, and trying to become comfortable in that too. So we'll talk about that too. But the first thing that I wanted to just have you touch on is networking. Like, what is one tip that you could give that would help someone who's, you know, in the same sphere as you are on networking? Like, how can they meet more people? Like, what are some things that they can do if they're like an introvert? How can they just connect with more people in that space?
I always say go and mess up, you know, go and just do something wrong. And I know it's not what we want to hear, but if you have a spoken word piece, mm-hmm. and you know that there's an event going on, go and just go to the event. Someone's going to say, hey, I like your hair, or hey, I like your shoes. Or you're going to probably get some kind of genius inspiration to just get on the stage. And someone's going to say, you know, even though like you might have messed up on the stage, wow, that part that you were saying right before you messed up, I understood why you messed up,
because you're
so sensitive and I want to connect with you. And, you know, just really being open, being vulnerable, that's all I can say. And don't be afraid. If you ran into the sign that this open mic is happening 3 times, maybe that's a sign that you should check it out, you know, or at least reach out to the owners and see what it's like.
Yes, I love that. I love that. I'm all about signs. And like, there's a word that I'm looking for. It's like, and like divine timing. Like, yeah. I'm all about that. And I think that so many times we ignore that, especially if we're afraid to do something. We don't want it to mean what we know it means. Like, if we may see that sign and we're like, they done put so many of them signs up, it doesn't mean anything. Like, no. Like, no, you're supposed to be there.
Yeah, it's for you. I know it's hard to look at, but it's for you.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And I like where you said just being vulnerable, because I'll be completely honest. When I'm really on my game and I'm trying to network, I can create connections and, you know, friendships and different things like that. But I noticed that it's so much easier to connect with someone when you're down, when people don't feel so intimidated by like who you are and what you do. It's like, it's one thing for me to walk in a room, to have all of my stuff together and be the speaker in the place. And when people approach me, they're approaching me as the one in the room who's the speaker in the place. But it's another thing for me to go somewhere and I'm trying to build myself up in that moment, and people can recognize that. I feel like people connect with you more when you allow them to see that part of you that's vulnerable, when you allow them to see that, you know, I'm in the same space you are.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out life too. And then you guys can do that together. And I think that's why so many friendships that started when people were at the first chapter in their life, they grow to be so strong because they were able to see each other be in those vulnerable places and grow from that. So I love how you put that.
Yeah, you have to be willing to show that side of you, because, you know, if we don't know you need help, you'll probably never get it. So even when you need help, let that shine, you know, reach out, always reach out. There's always someone there for you.
Yes, I totally agree. And what you spoke about earlier about just kind of changing around the way that you're doing things now and making it, you know, more professional, actually intentionally building your brand. What helped you to like make that transition? Like, what resources were you using? What kind of conversations were you having that led you to see the growth that you needed to have, that change that you needed to make?
What resources did I have? I mean, people, just in general, people, people, people. Those are my resources. There was always someone, your mom. I mean, let me speak for myself. My mom, my cousins, my dad, just people that are close to me in that aspect. And then people who aren't even that close to me, who will just say, hey, I saw you here and there. And, you know, or, you know, just like you said, that divine timing. There's always something there to show you that a miracle is waiting to happen. There's a
yes.
Every day is a miracle. Every day there's a miracle waiting for you to find it. And just being willing to notice that can happen. You're always going to be susceptible to being even greater and even better. But with that, all of that, also humbling myself and the time out to just be alone and to be quiet and to be still and to say, oh, my back hurts today. Like, it really hurts today. And that's me. And that's how I feel and everything that I do that and how happy I am. So humbling myself, giving gratitude, knowing that things are beyond me and I'm not the only person that causes my life to be as fantastic as it is.
That was good.
Yeah.
Like, that was good. Just in that one sentence, you saying that you are attentive to yourself and your needs and what happens with you and what causes it to happen. And then in the next breath, also being aware of the people around you and how they contribute to your being. Like, that is so good because in this journey, especially in this journey of entrepreneurship, sometimes we don't pay attention to our needs and our requirements. And it almost takes for everything that we're doing to shut us down and to break us down to the point where we have to stop before we realize that, you know, I need to take care of myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to pay attention to, you know, what changes my moods and what changes my vibes. And I literally just had this conversation with someone the other day that we can have seasons in our life where we're thinking that, you know, we're this stressed out or angry or anxious person and not realize that it's because of the company that we're keeping or because of the types of energies and vibes that we put ourselves around. And when we're more attentive to that, we can in turn become a more productive person. Or we realize that, you know, nothing was ever wrong with me. I just needed to pay attention to my surroundings. Mm-hmm. And I loved how you let everyone know that you are aware of yourself, but that you also are aware of the people around you. Because I think it's a good balance of both.
Absolutely. Review your associates.
Yes.
Just go over and say, who's really supporting me, who's really not? And you'll be surprised. Like, even it's the closest people to you. Like, sometimes I have to say, all right, I'm not going to answer my mom's call today because she's just going to stress me. You know what I mean?
Speak. Yes.
It's not like it's not coming from love. You know it's coming from love. You know they're being very sincere and they're concerned from you. But, you know, you have to review your associates. I know for the next week I'm going to be working on this. And so I might have to tell my mom, hey, you're not going to hear from me for a few days because I need to focus on this. And it's almost like school. Like, I being a student is also in its own form entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to school and you have to find out what you want to do and practice it and do it. And so you have to really realize, you know, people will respect you and say, oh, this, they're in school right now, or they're in class, or, you know, you got to treat your business the same way. You know, that person's working on their business right now. I cannot mess with them. You know, I'll call them another time, or I know what's going on. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised in who's really supporting you, who's not, at least for the moment or for the project.
Yes. And there's a way to do everything. I loved how, like, people, when people say things like on what you just said, as far as, you know, sometimes not picking up the phone or, you know, deciding that you can't be in the space that certain people bring to you when they want to talk with you or communicate with you. There is a way to do those things because some people take it as, okay, you know, well, I can't talk to you today because, like, no, just like you said, hey, you're not going to hear from me for the next few days, you know, or hey, I'm going to be busy. Like, there is so many different ways to respectfully and politely let someone know that, hey, you know, I can't be in your space right now, or mm-hmm. hey, I can't talk to you right now. And I think that that's one of the things that I'm most passionate about this year, is bringing to people's attention that it's not that what you're doing or saying is wrong. It's about the way that you're going about saying it. And things could be so much better if we, you know, just took heed to those things. So I loved how you told us what affects you, but then you let us know that this is how I handle it. Yeah. And it actually goes over better when you put a little energy into the way that you're going to say things to people and the way you handle them.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is coming from years of being an administrative assistant, when you had to do the vacation modes and mm-hmm. the automatic flies. So yeah, there's a way to let people know that certain things are going on. So
yes, I totally agree. And you talked about support a few times too. And I knew before we even got on here that I wanted to kind of unpack that with you so that people can understand how to deal with situations where they're not being supported. And the question that I have for you is, in this journey, when you're trying to build up your audience and figure out like who your crowd is, who your tribe is, how did you get yourself to the point where you were okay with maybe someone not liking what you were doing, or someone not being interested in supporting you, and just putting yourself in the space where you're ready for the people who do?
Well, I had to realize that it's I had to remove responsibility from other people and how they feel, because I had to recognize and respect that they have their journey.
Mm.
And we might be clashing because I might be stopping them from their blessings, or I might be stopping them from receiving their blessings or giving them away. So I just being like humiliated, being humble in that understanding, like, you know, people have their own perspective. They have their journey to go.
Yes.
And so just understanding, hey, you know, that's your journey, and mine is going in this direction. I want to be clear with you, and communication is very important here too. I want to be clear with you. I want to sit you down and tell you that this is my journey, and I'm very serious about this journey, and I want to know how serious you are about this path. And I've had really great responses. I've had bad responses. But I am the most happiest knowing that they are happy doing what they wanted to do, and I'm doing what I want to do. So that's the support right there. That's the beautiful. Sometimes you can support people by not supporting them, you know.
Wow.
So just accepting that there's a duality to each side of it.
Yes. Because when we start something, especially in the very beginning, and we're super excited about it, we think that everyone is going to love what we're doing. It's like the best thing since sliced pie. We're like, oh yeah, this is going to be great. Everyone's going to want to support it. And then there's a moment for all of us when we're like, they're not feeling it. Like, maybe this isn't their thing. And then we start to be like, you know, well, does that mean it's bad? Like, is my work or my art not quality? Like, why aren't they supporting it? And then there's that realization that you're teaching us about today, where you're just like, everyone has their own preferences. Everyone has their own likes. Everyone has the things that they don't like. And we have to just like you said, take that responsibility away from them, and making them feel as if they have to support, or that they have to like it. Because all it does is when they don't, then it makes us question ourselves. And when we force them to, it's not the same as someone who genuinely loves what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, that's a huge lesson to learn. That's why when, before we interviewed, when I was just reading up on like what you do and the things that you're passionate about, and then when you had it in your responses as well, I was like, yeah, we have to touch on that just so people can understand that support, the support that they get from other people is not mandatory.
It's not mandatory. And the blessing about that is sometimes it's cyclical. Sometimes you might not work with the person right then and there, but then in the future, like everything that I'm working on, there's no one that I've worked with that I'm like, I can never work with that person again.
Yeah.
But I know now, like, if we didn't work this way, I know who you are now, and maybe I would give you a position that you know, respects your craft a lot more this time if we get to work together again. Like, you know, so I'm very, like, happy that the person that I was working with a few years ago, I'm not working with now because they're growing their own thing. And I know that, all right, later we'll meet at the end of the year or we'll meet, you know. So it's just like you said again, you know, removing that responsibility from yourself and knowing that everything is how it should be.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, because there's a million other things that I was about to ask you, but I'm gonna make myself only ask you one more. Okay. So, for someone, because like we were talking about before with my transformation, so I know that there's something that you could give on that topic. For someone who's afraid to change or afraid to take that jump or start that new idea or make that transformation, what's something that you could say to them or a tip that you could give them that would help them to understand why it's necessary that they make that change or that transformation?
Wow, that is a good question. That is a good question. Why is it necessary? My life, the life that I lived, there's just no way that I avoided what was necessary. You can't avoid it. So you're either going to go down the path resisting yourself, you're going to pass in friction, or
speak
you're going
it
to go down smoothly. So, you know, no matter what, this is the direction that you know you need to go. You feel it, it feels right, and it gives you chills. You're scared, you're happy at the same time, you want to cry. All of those feelings show you that you are meant to do this, you're meant to go down this direction. So, you could go down the slide crying, or you can go down the slide excited to see your mom at the end of it, or you know.
Yeah.
Just do it. Just do it. I don't mean to steal the branding from Nike, but seriously, just do it. What's the worst that's going to happen? You can fall hard or you can fall happy. But
I like that. I like that. That, listen, do it scared. Definitely do it scared. Like, I'm all about that. And I love how you said you can either go and resisting the whole time, or you can just go with the flow. And that's really what it is, like, throughout life. And I think this is what helped me to be okay with the type of year that I had last year is I had to realize that throughout life we are going through the same pattern or the same routine, just in different situations, different seasons, different perspectives. And I realized that we will go through a season where we're still going in the right direction, but we're resisting, so it's harder. And then we'll go through another season where we're still going in the right direction, but we're going with the flow, and it feels like we're in our element. Mm-hmm. It feels like we are, you know, positioned or aligned. And those seasons we like the most, but we don't realize that it's all really the same thing. It's just up to how we're deciding to move within those seasons, mm-hmm. and how we're deciding to either be contributing to the greatness or shying away from the greatness because we don't understand it because we've never been there before. And I totally agree with that. And I hope that just everything that you've given us today and everything that you've talked about today, that it really touches someone in their journey somewhere, because a lot of times we're not talking about, you know, our struggles and what we're going through, and we don't know how to have that conversation with friends about how we feel like no one's supporting us, or, you know, we expected this specific group of people to support us and they're not, and we don't know how to have those conversations sometimes. So I'm just really happy that you broke that down with us today and kind of, you know, had a real talk with us.
Yeah, my last word is no one's going to support you more than you. And we love, as your audience, we love seeing you support yourself. We love it. So, do it.
Yes. Yes, I'm feeling that. And that's the perfect way to just close out our interview today. And the last thing I want you to say is just, where can people follow you? How can they support you and just be in your space?
Well, I will say follow my music. That's where my words come out a lot. So follow my music, me as an individual, Gaia LaBelle. Gaia LaBelle. Put that on Google. Find me on any social media you like. Tell me more if I need to have a profile somewhere. But also follow Heroin Spoken Words. You can follow us on Twitter. We have motivational quotes by women, or by men about women, you know.
Yeah.
You're too biased on that. But follow that just to get an inspirational quote so you can feel good about your day. And again, reach out to me. Everyone, reach out to me. I love to hear from you. I build because of you. So looking forward to it. Thank you so much for this also.
It was nothing. It was coming. It was coming.
Oh, man. As much as I followed you, I knew I had to do it. I just knew I had to do it. I had to.
And I'm happy we made it happen. Like, I think that this is going to be really good for someone. Like, there, I'll be like mid interview with someone, and it'll just hit me that someone needs to hear what we're talking about. And I'll get so excited about that because it's so funny. Like, months down the line, someone will email me and say, hey, that really helped me, you know, or that really, you know, put me where I needed to be at that time, or I had the same story as her, you know, and I thought I was the only one. Like, it's so like fulfilling to hear that from someone and to just feel it before it even happens when you're seeing a few of the things you just said. And I'm like, yeah, someone is going to feel fulfilled after hearing this. So I thank you for coming and just making the time to be here.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate everything you do. Thank you. I'm looking forward to more and more and more.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have to put something together in the future as well after this too. But because I'm going to start talking again. For everybody who listened today, thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope that you were able to, you know, pull something out of this interview that really, you know, helps you or really just hit you where it matters. And if you're not already following us on Instagram, our Instagram is @_official_SOD, and our website is successondemand.co. And we'll be looking forward to anything that you have to say about this interview. Make sure that you go and support her at the pages that she mentioned earlier. And just, you know, check out what it is that she does. We always bring on really cool, solid, unique people who are just unapologetic about who they are. And it really just inspires me. And I know it inspires you too. So thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. And until next week, I will catch you then.
Hello, I'm Gaicha of Heroin Spoken Words, and you've heard my story here on Success on Demand.
Before I let you go, be sure to head over to our Instagram @_officialSOD and show some love to all of the awesome women who we've been featuring on our page, as well as the great content that's there to help you to learn all of the things that we are learning and that we think you should know. And also head over to successondemand.co to see how you can have your opportunity to be on the Success on Demand podcast. Just click on the top of our webpage that says Why Her and type in why you think yourself or another woman should be featured on the podcast. And do not forget to leave a review on iTunes or Spotify, just letting other podcast listeners know why you love Success on Demand and why you listen. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you guys next week.